Bonjour, hi, welcome or welcome back to another Coffee Talk. For those of you who are not familiar with Coffee Talks, it's a series and a podcast I have where every Friday I sit down with a cup of coffee or iced coffee. I sip on it while I talk about different topics that have been on my mind for the past week, and this week is no exception. I have a little update about the two gems. For those of you who don't have the reference, I spoke about that in last week's episode because I got them done last week. I lost two of them. I had three. Two of them are gone. I think I just like brushed them out of my teeth. So that's that. But obviously, and as always, this is not the topic of today's coffee talk. Today we are talking about FOMO. The fear of missing out. Oh yeah, we're going there. I used to have big FOMO, especially as a teenager and early adult. I didn't want to say no to anything because I didn't want to miss out on any opportunity. I wanted to hang out with my friends. I wanted to go out. I wanted to see this and that, go there and here. I had FOMO until, actually, the pandemic happened. Until March 2020, I was keeping myself so busy. I wanted to keep busy because it was a way for me to distract myself from the world and from my problems and from the things I didn't want to address. So back then, the fear of missing out came from also not wanting to be alone with my thoughts and not do anything. And then, as I said, pandemic happened. It was honestly, hot take, but it was the best time of my life. I did so much introspection in March 2020 up until, like, I would say July 2020. Those were really crucial months for my well-being, for my mental health, for just my relationships in general, my family, my sister, my friends. And it made me realize so many things about myself, but also about the way that I live life, the way that I see things, the way that I approach certain situations. It may, honestly, the introspection was real. It was beneficial. And so I'd say that around July 2020, so let's say for summer 2020, I didn't have that fear of missing out anymore. Because that initial fear of missing out was sparked by the idea of being alone. And I didn't want to be alone. I didn't want to have nothing to do, and so I was always keeping myself busy, and I thought it was just fear of missing out, but in reality it was not. It was me not wanting to face my demons, let's just call them that. It was not that bad, but it was what it was. And so I've always thought that the FOMO was behind me because I didn't, you know, I faced what I had to face, and I didn't feel this urge and I didn't feel this need to always keep busy all the time up until recently. Because I realized that I have FOMO now. I do. It came back, but for different reasons. And I've always, you know, there was this time in my life where I was very alone, where I didn't do anything much outside of work. Because, well, work was very intense and it kept me very busy. And it was just like so demanding energy wise that I didn't really have the energy and or the time to do anything else. And so I didn't really have the space of mine and even the time to have FOMO. I could not miss out on anything because I was busy with so many other things. But now that summer is around the corner, actually summer is here, it's not around the corner, it's here, it's hot and it's there. Anyway, now that it's summer, I feel like FOMO came and crawled back in. Like it crawled its way back into my life. And I had this realization like a couple of days ago because, okay, so what happened is I double booked myself. Like the minute I get an invitation to something, I have to put it in my calendar. Otherwise, by the time that it arrives, I have forgotten about it. And this is exactly what happened. I had a friend who invited me to an event, which I said yes to. And I was so excited about this event because it is like a DJ or somebody that mixes music that went viral on TikTok. His name is Jamin Kid. You've probably heard his mix of Celine Dion, I'm Alive with the other song. I forget what it is. Anyway, I was just so thrilled to go see this person play live. And I got the invitation to do just that. I think it was a month ago. And then life happened. I forgot about it. I didn't put it in my calendar because I didn't have the confirmation. Anyway, I double booked myself. And now I have this really intense feeling in my heart almost. It feels like it's in my throat and my heart and my stomach. I want to go so bad, but I already said yes to something else. And I hate canceling plans. I really do. I respect other people's time. I respect other people, you know, investment, if that makes sense. Because when I make plans with people, I intend to show up. I rarely cancel. And when I do, it's because I really either can't because I'm sick or for any other reason, or I really don't want to. And I will say just that. Anyway, that's not the point. The point is, now I feel like I'm missing out on this opportunity that I really want to go. And that is also happening with so many other things in my life recently. There's this bar that I went to. I didn't really feel like going, but I had fear of missing out because I wanted to have a good time with some friends. I knew deep down inside of me that I should have just said, no, I'm too tired, because it affected. That's the thing. That's what happens with FOMO. For me, what happens is I get this fear of missing out. And so I say yes and I go. And then I end up there or wherever or at somebody's. I end up doing the thing that I was afraid to miss out on. And then I'm just like, that's it? That was it? This was the thing that I did not want to miss. And then I'm like, okay, well, I guess it was fun, but did I grow from it? Not really. Did I have a good time? Kinda. Am I super tired? Yes, I am. Am I hungover? Yes, I am. Sometimes I am. Sometimes I'm not. It's, you know, it doesn't always revolve around alcohol, but especially in the summer when there's events, when there's, you know, there's often alcohol or any other substance involved, which I'm not immune to, you know, and I love having a good time, if I'm being frank with you. You know, not in excess, but sometimes there is excess. Anyway, again, not the point. Where I'm headed with that is that oftentimes what happens is I just realize that the FOMO is bigger than what I'm actually, that I could have missed out on. I'm not saying I'm not having a good time. I'm just saying that the feeling is so strong, but the reward is not that worth it. Am I the only one? Maybe it's just because I'm getting older and grumpier and I'm just like, it takes a lot for me to be, well, no, that's the thing. No, that's not true. It doesn't take much for me to be amazed and for me to have a good time. But I'm just realizing that the things that I often fear I'm going to miss out on are not even that wow. Like, they're not that astonishing. What a word. Which leads me to another point. Social media. Social media contributes so much to my fear of missing out, especially in the summer, because there are all these events going on. There are all these things that you can do in Montreal in the summer. Like, every single day, there is something you could do. Like, go on a terrace or a festival or murals or just like go in a park with friends. I don't know. There's just so many things that when I'm scrolling on social media, I get this feeling that I'm missing out on something, and I'm feeling as though like I should not be inside working. But like, this is what people do on a random Tuesday. They are working, you know? That's what typical people do. This is what the majority of people do on a Tuesday afternoon. They're not on a terrace. They're not on an event. They're simply living their lives trying to pay the bills. And I forget about that because I have this lifestyle that allows me to have some sort of flexibility and to do all these things and to meet all these people. And I've grown very accustomed to it. And it kind of, that too contributes to the whole FOMO thing, because one, I see other people I know at events or doing something fun, that doesn't look like it's related to work. And then I compare that to what I'm doing in that moment, which is often not being at a park or at an event or at a festival. Like, yes, I love what I do. And I feel like I do a lot of things, especially in the summer. But there's always this little feeling like I'm not doing enough. Like I'm not going to enough places. Like I'm not meeting enough people. And I'm not putting myself out there as much. But I have to keep in mind that I have bills to pay, that I have work to do. And I can't just be running around the city all the time living my best life. It's all about balance. But social media specifically kind of makes me forget about that and kind of makes me wish that I had this life that if I actually want to get there, I have to do the work to get there. So it gives me this weird feeling that almost this, I wouldn't say jealousy, but I envy these people because I'm like, why have I not been invited? But even if I had been invited, would I have been able to make it? Probably not, because I have all these other things to do. And this is what we forget. We forget our priorities. We forget sometimes how we feel. We forget how tired we are just because we don't want to miss out on something. And I mean, that's normal. That's okay. And you have to pick your battles. You have to ask yourself, what are the things that you actually want to go to? And who are the people that you actually want to see? But you can't be everywhere all the time. And I had said something similar to someone recently. We were talking about all these events and everything and how everything looked super fun and cool and how we had to choose sometimes. And it was heartbreaking because we know we're missing out on like nice events and a good times and like networking and everything, but we still have work to do. And there are times in my life, especially recently, where I literally wanted to duplicate myself. Like I wanted to clone myself and make a second me so I can attend these events, so I can do all this work, so I can accept all these projects, so I can see all these people. But that's clearly not what reality is. And I don't want it to happen either. Like, I am me and I have to make decisions for myself, for my future self, for my well-being, for my mental health. And sometimes it just includes staying home and taking a chill pill and just cooling down and relaxing and not doing anything. And that's okay. And again, circling back to social media, I don't see a lot of people posting them just like chilling, you know, on a random Thursday or on a Friday night. They're gonna post when they're out, but they're not gonna post anything about them actually relaxing. And this is what we forget. We only see the good parts of people. We only see what they want to show us. And sometimes I have to remind myself of that. And even I do it. Like, I talk about all these people, but I do that too. I'm not going to go and post a story about me rotting in bed, like, because that's not what people want to see. People want to see fun things. They want to see things that they aspire to be, or they want to be inspired by that, or they want to see the good side of people. And we forget about that. So this is your reminder that what you see on social media is often the good part of people, it's the good side of people, it's what they want you to see. And it has been edited in some way, or it has been curated in a certain way, you know? Think about that. So yes, it is normal to have FOMO. It's okay also to have FOMO. We all have it one day or another. But I think it's a matter of knowing what is actually worth it and what is not. What are your priorities? And how do you feel about it all? You know, it all comes down to it. How do you feel about that specific situation, about that specific person, about that specific location, about that specific event? Sometimes it's not necessarily about that, you know? Sometimes it's about not wanting to be alone or not wanting to feel left out. So ask yourself those questions before actually agreeing to XYZ plan just because. Anyway, I'm clearly getting lost in the sauce here, so this is my cue to wrap it up here. Thank you for watching or listening. Thank you for being here. Thank you for supporting me. I truly, truly, truly mean it. Hopefully, I have made a little difference in your day today. If you would like to make a difference in mine, you know what to do. And I'm going to wish you une bonne journée.